يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust to Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seed of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech, it is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I assure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. I'd like to welcome all of you for continuation and explanation and authentication of Kitab Al-Tawheed by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahmatullahi alayhi. This class constitutes the third class for album number 3. And today, inshallah, we're working with a new chapter, which is chapter number 28, concerning At-Tatayur. At-Tatayur. This is chapter number 28. What is said regarding belief in omens? And inshallah, as usual, we read the chapter first in Arabic. After this, we hear the chapter in English. And after this, we give the references and for the verses. Name is the surah, and after this we'll facilitate the hadith that came in the chapter, and after this we go with explanation from Kitab Al-Qawl Al-Mufid by Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi. Babu ma jaa fi at-tatayur wa qawlullahi ta'ala ala innama ta'iruhum inda Allah walakinna aktharahum لا يعلمون. وقوله قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا طيرة ولا هامة ولا هامة ولا طفرة أخرجاه، وزاد مسلم: ولا نوء ولا غول. ولهما عن أنس قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا عدوى ولا طيرة، ويعجبني الفأل. قالوا: وما الفأل؟ قال: الكلمة الطيبة. ولأبي داود بسند صحيح عن عقبة بن عامر قال: ذكرت الطيرة عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: أحسنها الفأل. ولا ترد مسلما: فإذا رأى أحدكم ما يكره فليقل: اللهم لا، لا يأتي بالحسنات إلا أنت، ولا يدفع السيئات إلا أنت، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك. وعن ابن مسعود مرفوعا: الطيرة شرك، الطيرة شرك، وما منا إلا ولكن الله يذهبه بالتوكل. رواه أبو داود والترمذي وصححه، وجعل آخره من قول ابن مسعود. ولأحمد من حديث ابن عمرو: من ردته الطيرة عن حاجته فقد أشرك. قالوا: فما كفارة ذلك؟ قال: أن تقولوا: اللهم لا خير إلا خيرك، ولا طير إلا طيرك، ولا إله غيرك. وله من حديث الفضل عن ابن عباس: إنما الطيرة ما أمضاك أو ردك. فيه مسائل: الأولى التنبيه على قوله: ألا إنما طائركم عند الله، مع قوله: طائركم معكم. الثانية نفي العدوى. الثالثة نفي الطيرة. الرابعة نفي الهامة. الخامسة نفي السفر. السادسة أن الفأل ليس من ذلك بل مستحب. السابعة تفسير الفأل. الثامنة أن الواقع في القلوب من ذلك مع كراهته لا يضر بل يذهبه الله بالتوكل. التاسعة ذكر ما يقول ما وجد. العاشرة التصريح بأن الطيرة شرك. الحادية عشر تفسير الطيارة المذمومة. This was the end of the chapter in Arabic, and inshallah now brother Najmuddin going to read the chapter 28 in English.
Bismillah. Chapter number 28. What is said regarding belief in omens, At-Takaya. Allah the Most Exalted said, Verily, their evil omens are with Allah, but most of them know not. From Surah number 7, Ayat 131. Allah the Most Exalted said, They, the messengers, said, Your evil omens be with you. Do you call it evil omen because you are admonished? Nay, but you are a people, musrifun, a people transgressing all bounds, by committing all kinds of great sins, and by disobeying Allah. From Surah number 36, Ayat 19. Narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased to him, that Allah's messenger, blessings and peace be upon him, said, There is no adwa, that is, contagion of disease, without Allah's permission, nor is it atziara, any bad omen from birds, nor is there any hamma, the omen of the night bird, that is, the owl, nor is there any bad omen in the month of Safar. In Muslim Sahih, the following words are added, and no nawa, that is, no constellation, and no... Then Amr, may Allah be pleased with him, said, At-Tiara, that is, taking bad omens, was once mentioned before Allah's messenger, blessings and peace be upon him. And he, blessings and peace be upon him, said, the best form of it is al-fa'al, optimism, or the expectation that an event will occur by Allah's permission. It does not prevent a Muslim from his object. Whenever any of you sees something he dislikes, he should pray, O Lord, none but you bring good things. None but you prevent evil things. There is no power and no strength except in you. It is narrated from Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, in a marfu hadith, At-Tiara is shirk. At-Tiara is shirk. There is none among us who does not feel something in his heart about At-Tiara. But Allah, due to deep trust in him, removes it. This hadith was reported by At-Tirmidhi and Abu Dawood. And it is stated that its last part is the statement of Ibn Mas'ud. Ahmed reported from Ibn Amr the following hadith. Whoever is turned back by At-Tiara, that is, bad omens, has committed shirk. They asked, what makes the atonement for such a sin? The Prophet, blessings and peace be upon him, answered, to say, O Lord, there is no good except the good which you bestow. There is no evil except the evil which you decree. And there is no true God except you. Fadl bin Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, is reported to have said, At-Tiara is that which causes you to carry something out or that turns you back from your mission, from Musnad Ahmed. Important issues of the chapter. Number one, reminding the meanings of the verses. Quote, verily, these evil omens are with Allah, but most of them know not. From Surah Al-A'raf, Ayat 131. And your evil omens be with you. From Surah number 36, Yasin, Ayat 19. Important issue number two, repudiation of contagion of disease. Number three, negation of any bad omen, that is, no At-Tiara. Number four, repudiation of Hama, that is, omen in the night world, meaning the owl. Number five, negation of any bad omen in the month of Safar. Number six, Al-Fa'al is not prohibited, but in fact, it is desirable. Number seven, explanation of Al-Fa'al in detail. Number eight, there is no harm if such suspicion falls on the hearts while disliking it. Indeed, Allah will provide safety due to deep trust in Him. Number nine, what should be said if such feelings occur? Number ten, declaration that At-Tiara is shirk. Number 11, explanation of blameworthy and condemned At-Tiara.
Inshallah, now we go to references of these verses. The first verse, Surah number seven, which is Surah Al-A'raf. Surah Al-A'raf. Surah number seven. Surah Al-A'raf. The second verse that we see in this chapter is from Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin. This is Surah number 36. First hadith which will appear in this chapter, reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. This hadith is authentic. It is in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayhi. Another narration, the Nawa, is in the collection of Imam Muslim, rahmatullahi alayhi. The hadith which reported by Anas, La Adwa, no contagious disease. This hadith is authentic, and this hadith is the collection of Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. The one that in the collection of Abu Dawood, his hadith is weak, and it is in the collection of Abu Dawood, and Shaykh al-Albani rahmatullah alayhi, he had mentioned in his book Da'if Abi Dawood, the hadith is weak. Next hadith after this, which by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, the hadith is the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi. This hadith is this hadith in the collection of Abu Dawood and the Tirmidhi and the Ibn Majah, and the hadith is authentic also. The hadith that in the collection of Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayh, is authentic, this hadith comes after this, Al-Fadl ibn Abbas, and the hadith is weak. So after we give the references from Quran and the authentication of the hadith, now we go to Kitab Al-Qawl Al-Mufid, which is a useful saying, which is commentary on the book of Tawheed, and this is by Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi, which now we're going to come to explanation to this chapter inshallah. First of all, this chapter is relating to at-tatayur, and we won't give the linguistic meaning as well as the Islamic meaning of the word at-tatayur. The word at-tatayur مأخوذة من الطير. Okay, وأصله مأخوذ من الطير. التطير is driven out of the word طير. طير in Arabic means birds. And Arab, they used to be looking to طير and to bring a bad luck or a good luck. Okay? The Arab, they used to look to the birds as a sign and a means to indicate future. That means they will look to the birds. When somebody intends to do something, he will look when he step out of his house and see which direction the birds are going. Or they have birds themselves, like some people take care of bees, and people take care of birds, people take care of chickens. So they used to have birds. And if you want to get married, you want to go for business, you want to go for whatever, He will take the bird and let it fly. And he will see which direction the bird will go. If the bird go right, it means a good luck. If the bird fly to the other direction left, it means what? Bad luck. So the tatayur is taking indication for the future by using the birds. Okay? As linguistic speak, this is linguistic. As for religious meaning, a person being pessimistic, pessimistic as a result of seeing something or hearing something. Or knowing something. And we explain each one by seeing something, like seeing the birds going right or left. Or certain birds look to be scary. Right? So this became a sign of bad luck. Or that you hear certain birds and this is supposed to be indication bad luck. Or that you live in your house and you hear somebody calling somebody name, bad name, you are a loser as example. So now became indication for bad luck. Or that a person knowing something like about time when such month is or such day is, what's the day that here considered bad day? Friday 13th. So this, or some people in Arabia, they used to consider the month of Safar, the second month in the Arabic, in the Islamic calendar. So being feeling a bad luck by seeing something or hearing something or with this certain information, that this indicates bad luck to you. All this comes under the word tatayur. Determination for your future. According something you hear or you see, or something that you know. And regardless, if it's by something you hear, or something that you see, or something that you know, this is against the Tawheed. This is against the proper belief and the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's because, number one, a tatayur against Tawheed, seeking good luck or bad luck as a result of hearing or seeing or knowing something is against the proper belief. Why? Because the person who do this, he has no more trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now instead of trusting Allah, he trusts in some information or he trusts in something that he sees, or he trusts in something that he hears. So, if he heard the owl, say, it's a terrible day, he don't trust Allah anymore. If he leaves in his house in the morning and saw a car accident on the highway, he will make a U-turn and go back home and doesn't go to his work that day. He says, this is a bad day for me. Alright? People who trust this seeing or hearing or information, they do not have the proper tawheed and the proper trust in Allah. Also, tatayur, believing in omens, is against tawheed because you trusted something which had no reality. It's nothing but imagination. And there is no relationship between imagination and feeling and guessing and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. Car accident, you see it on the highway, has nothing to do with what's going to happen to you. Somebody calling somebody a loser does not mean this day would be a loss for you. You see? Being today's Friday or Thursday doesn't have to do anything with you. Okay? The proper tawheed is worshipping Allah and seeking Him only in Allah. Hoping in Allah. Trusting Allah. Believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you trust Him and He's the only one that you depend on Him. So, believing in omens is forbidden. And it is against tawheed. It's against the proper aqeedah, the proper belief. A person who believes in omens, in taqayyur, bad luck and good luck as a result of what he sees or what he hears, it makes up the person totally of what he's about to do. Alright? It makes up the person totally from what he is about to carry out. And this is the worst kind of the tayyur. Or otherwise, the person will go ahead, but he still have what? Some kind of fear. So, you may see a car accident on the highway in the morning, he does not take a U-turn and go back home, you continue, but he still what? Feeling that it may can something happen. And still, this also shows that weakness in the tawheed, that you don't really have a full trust and relying in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person should put his trust in Allah, depending on Allah, not to feel any kind of being scared or what may happen as a result of what he heard when he left his house or what he saw when he left his house. And he go and only his trust and his fear and hope only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first verse which came in this chapter, verily their evil omens are with Allah, but most of them know not. Surah Al-A'raf, Surah 7, verse 31. This comes as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about the Prophet Musa alayhi salam and his people. وَأَنْ تُصِبْهُمْ سَيَّاتٌ يَطَيَّرُهُ مُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ. Any misfortune happened to the people of Israel, now they feel that this comes as a result of Moses and those who believe with him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answering them and saying, verily their evil omens are with Allah, but most of them don't know. Okay? When no rain, any calamity falling them, so they say this what? Because Musa. Because the Prophet Musa. Okay? He's the one who came with this religion. He's the one who change our belief, so now we don't have rain anymore. This because this man called Moses. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling them, is this because you? No rain is because your disobedience. It's because your kufr. Calamity falling in you is not because Musa. If anything happened because Musa, it's supposed to be something good. Okay? But Allah said, no. this evil and this what's happening to you is because what you people are doing. This is what Allah has decreed in you. This comes before because you disbelieve and deny the Messenger. And Allah said, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Most of them doesn't know. Because if they really know, they will know that what comes as a result of disbelieving in Allah, something good, not something bad. The second verse, talking about the people of the village. He said, the messenger said, your evil omens be with you, because you are admonished, nay, but you are people musrifun, transgressing the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ أَإِنْ ذُكِّرْتُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ. What's happening is not because we advising you, because we teaching you, because we giving you da'wah, but what's happening to you because you deny us. We came as messengers to give you the message from Allah. As a result of denying, accepting us, now what's happening to you because of disbelief and your kufr. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the messengers who came to the people of the village to let them know, no, there is no bad luck because the Islam and the da'wah, what's happening to them is because of disbelief. قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. Your evil omens is because you deny the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Surah Al-Rum, verse 41, ظَهْرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ. Mischief going on the earth, on the ocean, as a result of what the hands of the human being have achieved. Okay? The calamity that we see it nowadays, the war that we see nowadays, the illness and the disease that we never heard about it before, like what this AIDS, we don't hear about something called AIDS before. All the things coming as a result of this haram that the people been doing. And every day they facilitate the haram and the evil. So more evil coming to them. You see, so Allah saying that the evil that's happening in the land and on the sea is happening as a result of what you people are doing. And Allah also saying in Surah Al-A'raf, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ أَمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. If the people of the town believe and fear Allah, Allah will open the gates of blessings from the heaven and the earth. But they deny, so Allah sees them as a result of what they used to do wrong. Okay, so Allah saying, if the people believe and do what they've been commanded by their messengers, they will see the barakah, the blessings, coming from the heaven and the earth. We understand we have means to reach the earth, but we did not have means to reach the sky, to make the sky rain. But Allah is telling you, if you be good, you be believers, Allah will give you from a means which you could not reach, even before the means they can reach. You have a reach on breaking the ground and planting and all the things, but you could not touch, you could not make the clouds rain. So Allah said, when you will become good, He will open means which is distant away from you, before even the cloth went to you. He will make the barakah come from the sky before even the earth. But because the people deny, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the starvation and the sickness and the illness and all these problems. The first hadith that comes in this chapter, لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا هامة ولا صفرة. There is no adwa, contagious disease, without Allah's permission, nor that any bad omen from birds, nor is there any omen of the night bird, owl, nor is there any bad omen in the month of Safar. Okay? لا عدوى. There's no contagion. There is no means of catching a disease by itself. That means illness coming from a person to the other person. The Prophet saying there is no adwa. The Sheikh saying al-adwa, transfer of illness and sickness and disease from a sick person to well-being person. And it says there is a sickness in physical sense and in moral sense. So he says the illness and the sickness is not only physically but also in a moral sense. That means the person, he does not have only stomach ache or a headache or things like this. No, there is other means of illness like hypocrisy, lying, breaking the promise, all the things is a form of illness. It is all the things, you understand? So he tries to say that it's not a bodily illness only, but the moral itself. A person being crooked, being not righteous person, a person who's doing something wrong, haram, this also is a illness. So don't look at the illness to be a physical and body illness only, but the physical also can be the moral, the behavior, the discipline. If somebody doesn't have a proper discipline, this person is sick. So don't only call the person who laying down in bed in the hospital sick, because there is a lot of sick people walking, jogging in the street. They're healthy physically, but their heart, their mind is sick. They're doing something wrong. As example, these women who are almost walking half naked in the street, this is illness. Physically, she looks good, she runs, she's jogging, but she has no moral, she has no haya, she has no shame. So the Sheikh says this is another type of illness. As a result of this, the Prophet ﷺ told us the bad company, like the person who blow in the furnace. Okay? So the same way that you can get sick by mixing with another person who's sick physically, because the germs also mixing with a bad company, it can make you sick Maybe you don't drink, but maybe in a month or two you'll be drinking. Maybe you don't backbiting, but sitting with people backbiting, you'll be going backbiting. Maybe you don't smoke, but in few months you'll be smoking because you're companion. So it is very important that we choose and select and be careful from our company. Otherwise, you'll be like a person is sitting in the shop of the blacksmith, the person who blows in the furnace. Sitting there, it can be a good possibility that he will burn your clothes or that he smells the foul air coming out of his furnace. So the Prophet ﷺ says that there is no contagious disease by itself, neither there is no bad omens by birds. Okay? And the other one, which is Hama, it is a bird, look like an owl, okay? And the Arabs used to believe that this is like the soul of the deceased person, or the person that's been killed wrongly, and this is his soul coming in a form of a bird and requesting the family of the tribe to take revenge of what happened to him. Okay? Are you there now? I know you are here, but I see you try to figure. Okay. It was, and even I'm not surprised that still until now, okay, that people assume things like this. You sure? Whether if it's south, east, north, east, wherever you go, you will find some crazy belief there, okay? He tell you that this owl or this kind of bird, the way, because the sound is not familiar to us or looks terrible, and when, even in Arabia, when somebody wake up in the morning and you found an owl standing in the house, this is a terrible sign. Okay? And you hear al-ghurab, what you call a crow, okay? And making this loud wah, 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 like this. Okay? This is terrible, you understand? It says somebody about to die. Or somebody passed away. You see? All kind of belief. So the Prophet ﷺ saying about contagious disease happening by itself, or taking bad luck or good luck as a result of flying birds, whatever direction is taken, or hana, this, or suffer, that you taking bad luck or good luck as a result of certain months or certain days, okay? This is not right, this is not correct. Okay? Although that the adwa, the contagion, is in existence. Okay? Because from other hadith, we know that there is a contagion. And there is a means and ways a person can get sick. Alright? And we see that the Prophet ﷺ had told us in authentic hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim, لَا يُورَدُ مُمْرِدْ عَلَى مُصِحْ. Don't let a person who's sick mix with a person who is healthy. Okay? Like using the same cup, drinking after him, using his towel. Don't forget to understand, so mix with the person. Or that if there is some camels with ishtu al-gharb, skin disease. Mange, skin disease, okay? If you have camels with mange, don't let it mix with the right camels, because it can be the contagious, okay? It can be a means of affecting the others. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying in another hadith, which is in Bukhari, فِرَّ مِنَ الْمَجْزُومِ فِرَارَكَ مِنَ الْأَسَدِ. I mean, you've never come to the majzoom. I forgot to see this word in the dictionary. No. But, yeah. But it's something like, it's very serious illness. مرض خبيث معدي, and it destroys a person, almost like what nowadays we hear about, almost closer to plague. You know the plague, the sickness, the illness called طاعون. Okay, it's a serious, very serious illness. I may not repeat. Anyway, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like nowadays, as example, this is what you call, I just mentioned it, comes as a result of sexual disease, AIDS. Okay, but something even worse than this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you see a person who have this kind of zoom, they run away as you run away from a lion. If you can see a lion about to attack you, if you saw a lion, you spot a lion, what you going to do? You're going to be hoping that land or the earth will open and will swallow you. Okay? Yeah. So he says that this person have Juzam, and to them, run away from him, same way that you run away from the lion. So from these two hadith, we understand that there is contagion, and there is a means that a person who is well can get sick as a result of mixing with the person who is sick. So how we can, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ, verse 195, surah number 2, don't throw your own self in destruction. Okay? And by, we are not getting out of the subject, but since we relate in this verse, some people, they don't love to drinking to be a means of destruction. And also smoking cigarette, it is a means of destruction, although you don't get, you don't die immediately, but it starts to destroy your lungs and your health. And this is haram, okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't put yourself in destruction. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not negating here the effect of the germs, or that a person can be sick as a result of mixing with a sick person. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said la adwa, that means the disease, it doesn't affect, or the germ doesn't affect by itself. It can work by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's so strange that you find a certain disease, very serious, a killing disease, it will hit one house, and some of the members of the family, most of the family will get sick, and two or three people is not going to get sick. Maybe the father and the mother, they will get sick, and the child, which is supposed to be his lungs, even his baby, he's a baby, and he's supposed to be more capable to catch this disease more than anybody else, but he didn't get sick. So it's the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beyond this. So when the Prophet says, La adwa, that means there is no contagion by itself. not because you are sick and the eye ache or you sneeze in my face, now I'm going to be sick. It can, if Allah wants. But a person can be sick and he can be mixing with the people and this person doesn't get sick. Okay? Yes, for sure. The belief is in the heart. What's in the heart here? Yes, we have to take caution. We have to, not only about disease. As example, the Prophet ﷺ, he forbid us to go sleep while leaving some fire on. Okay? You don't go sleep leaving the fire on because, as example, the shaitan or the mice will come and jump, and after this, it will burn the whole house. By jumping in the fire, how is the shaitan can even make the mice run into the fire and after this, the next thing, the whole house? You see? So, it is the sunnah the Prophet is teaching us when you're about to go to sleep, go and turn this fire off. Don't leave it off. And this is something very strange. This is something very strange, okay? That because this is something that is happening as a result of sexual contact. And for a person, you understand, to have AIDS and be with his wife and she didn't catch it, neither the son, their baby, this is something, subhanAllah. But it can be even his doctor, who have all this protective clothes and mask and everything, he can catch it. So what we're saying here, that everything happened by the will of Allah. Okay? Not because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying this, that means that we go and be with these people at all times. No, take the proper measurements. About everything, not only about illness. You know, it's cold outside, you don't have to go and walk under some with a t-shirt. You can catch pneumonia, as example, okay, and you'll be in the hospital. So we need to take the proper measurement for everything. But our heart, our trust only in Allah, that these things can happen, it can affect only by the will of Allah, not by itself. To such a degree, even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he is commanding us and telling us run away from the person who is majzoom, like you run away from the lion, he took by a hand of a person who would have this sickness and he said to him, come and eat with me. Alright? So he ate from the same food. He said, come and eat from what the Messenger of Allah is eating. And this because the strong trust of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that nothing going to happen except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, that we say the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, don't let the person who's sick be mixing with the person who's well. Don't let the camel that have the mange mix with the other camel that don't have it. But don't think also while you're doing this that is not going to happen, because the question here, how is the first camel catch it? You see? How is the first camel had catch the disease? Because you wake up in the morning going to feed your camels or your sheep and you found this sickness is there. How can? So with no other camel, give it to the first camel. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees. Okay? So a Muslim doesn't have to believe in things happen by itself. To have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the cause of all causes, He behind all causes to happen or not to happen, that regardless what direction the birds are flying, this has nothing to tell us what's going to happen in our day. Doesn't matter today is Friday or Sunday, There is no nothing called bad luck and good luck in the days, in the months, in the years, to such a degree that some people do not get married in certain months during the year. And some people, they did not eat certain food, or they did not sell certain products Friday after Asr, as example. You see? Say we could not sell candles and needles and certain things, we could not sell it, we could not sell broom in Saturday. Okay? Why? Because he feels that there is a bad omens in it, and all the things that Islam came to abolish it, and for you to put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to understand that everything is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had negated trusting in all this is for the adwa, the contagious, the bird direction, the ham, famine, the Arabic name, and the Safar, which is the time or the month of Safar. The Sheikh gave example by some people, he will go and open the Quran. This is another modern way. And some of the Muslims, they do it, he said they will go and open the Quran. He won't give his daughter to somebody in marriage. Or he want to go in a journey. Or he want to open a new business. He will go and open the Quran and read the first page come. If it's something say about Jannah, paradise, now this is bad, good luck, and he will go ahead, give his daughter in marriage, or he will go to this journey. If he open and the first thing comes about hellfire or the kuffar, the munafiqun, the whatever, say this is bad. Okay? He said the Sheikh, this exactly is similar to what the people during Jahiliyyah used to do, but it's a different means and different methods. Okay? Means and ways which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it for protection and to avail from evil, we have to take it. Regardless, if it's this means something that you from the Quran and Hadith, or something that Allah created, like taking medicine, protection, like what you call shots, taking shots against cholera as example, vaccination. There is nothing wrong with it. So this is a physical means. Or a person in the morning reading khlas, falak, and nas three times. So both of them, okay, are correct. But you don't to go as a gamble and hang a broom or a old socks on, or a shoe horse, what you call it, horseshoe on your door. What is the relationship between a broom or a old socks, or like in Arabia found behind this a teen wheeler, they hanging a baby shoe, one shoe, hanging a baby shoe in the back of the teen wheeler or in the front while he's driving, and to keep the bad luck away, or to bring a good luck. No, we don't to go by any of these things. There are certain things that you can do. Make sure that the pressure or the tire, the air in your tire is proper, that you check in your oil, you check your gas, all the things, that you don't be driving while you're tired. This means that you should take it. And also at the same time, make sure that you will rest it. And say, Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'. Wa huwa as-sami'u al-'alim, three times in the morning. Say your du'a. All the things we can take it. Take the proper means that Allah had made it, but don't take other things which has nothing to do with the things. We could not rely on any of these reasons which Allah didn't make it to be the reason for protection. And when you take the means for for whatever protection that Allah maketh, that also you have to put your trust in Allah and understand that nothing will happen except by the will of Allah. After this, in the narration of an Imam Muslim, he said, "La now," and "no now." Contemplation or good. What is the word there? The last line in there. Constellation. Yeah? Stars, exactly. That means don't utilize the stars as a means of indication that because such a star, now we're going to get a rain. What brings the rain is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although the people study and they expected during the summer or during the spring and in Rabi' or in March or whatever, a lot of rains. But how many times March came and was no rain? So it's not that March brings the rain. Allah is the one who brings the rain, and it can happen in March, it can happen in certain times, but does not have to be because it's the will of Allah. So don't you understand, see indication that because such a star is there, that it has to be, it's going to happen the rain. Understand that the rain, everything happened by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Arabs used to look to certain stars or the stars in certain position in certain season, that is a bad luck. Because if you see the star, now there is no rain. Okay? So the Prophet is saying that this does not exist in Islam. That you put your trust and you tie your trust with such star or indicating that now such a thing will happen to me. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had negated the effect or the result of ghost, okay, which also people used to travel and start to see things in their ways, alright, and they start to get scared and they may turn away from their journey. And the shayateen will have a lot of, they will have a party for this. The moment you see you start to get scared, they will make it more for you and show you all kind of lights and all kind of things. A person has to put his trust in Allah. Not to be scared from anything and to understand that everything in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Mujadilah that the shaitan do things to put sadness in the heart of the believers. So don't pay attention to all these things, but your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also in the hadith after this, again, Sayyidina Adwa, وَلَا طِيْرَةَ وَيُعْجِبْنِ الْفَأْسِ. The Prophet has been questioned, what is the fa'l? He said, Al-Kalima Tayyiba, good word. Again, this is the same meaning of the first hadith. There is no adwa, no contagious disease by itself. No tira, don't use the birds for an indication which direction the bird is going. Now it's going to be a good day or a bad day. Don't do this. But the Prophet said, what? I like what? Fa'l. He asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the fact? He said that the good word. No contagion. Bad omens. But he said good word. That means if a person leaves his house and hears a good word, nothing wrong with this, make you feel good, okay? But the difference between this and the tayara, if it fly right, you feel good. will fly left, you feel bad, or will indicate that it's a good day or a bad day. But now hear about, it's good to hear a good word if you heard a good word, does not mean you're going to continue going or you are not going to be not going. Because good word is always good. And people like to be with a person who speaks good. It's something always pleases the heart of the human being. It's part of the nature of the human being to like a good word, to hear something good. But this is not supposed to be, it's something that you like. Everybody likes something good. Same thing like if somebody has perfume, you would like if somebody it sucks, they understand, stink, and it makes you get disturbed. This is part of our nature as a human being. Okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said he likes a good word. The fact is not part of the tira. Okay? It may encourage the person to, or motivate the person, but still believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the cause of all causes. We'll stop here inshallah because it's time for Salat al-Maghrib. But the next hadith, as we said, inshallah, I don't think we can be able to face the chapter, so I will leave it inshallah for you to study in your own. And we come to close here. Please be patient with me because with the change of time, we could not get our class in the right time. If we started early, the people at their work. And by starting 6 o'clock, it seems to be the only time, and Maghrib getting closer and closer. But inshallah, this will be good enough. It's not how much you say. You can hear one hadith and act on it is much better than hearing 2 hours lecture and only for entertainment. You're listening, but you're not acting. So inshallah, let's understand that Allah is the one who brings the good, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the cause of the causes, that stars doesn't bring about rain, and birds fly in what direction, it doesn't change our decree, and this shouldn't stop you from what you're about to do or what you're planning, but you're trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be cautious and take the necessary means of protection for everything that is supposed to be protecting yourself, and understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the cause of causes. Mixing with the sick person or running away from him is not going to bring the disease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be sick, you're going to be sick even if no sick person around you. But still, like say, tie your camel, and after this, put your trust in Allah. And we end with this. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Allahu akbar.
Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح